We have a health and safety officer that works alongside Bluebell, and as I say, we booked him for the day, and he came and advised us. We're very strong. We don't know everything about everything. We know what we're doing when it comes to furniture, but the things like HR and health and safety, we do have...
We outsource that stuff.
The difficult thing for us with Bluebell is that we have three separate areas that we had to concentrate on. I mean, normally, if you've just got a kitchen studio and you're buying your stuff in and whatever, you've just got the one location to worry about. But, for example, we had the cabinet makers, so we went in with our health and safety officer and spent a couple of hours in the factory with him to be given guidelines for the distancing, the social distancing, and putting arrows, making a one-way system around the factory. And so when the factory guys came back, they were very pleased to see, obviously, all the hand sanitization, everything that we could do, we did. But then we had to sit and talk to the designers about going into clients' homes. We wrote a COVID-19 declaration form that we send out to customers and will continue to send out to customers. A day before any designer enters the client's home, they have to write back and say that they've not had any problems, any issues with COVID-19, any family members, etc., and that they're fit and well.
And they're going to socially distance, and there's going to be hand washing facilities, etc. Yeah.
And we do the same thing, because obviously from point of sale, once they've been for a presentation in the showroom, which again, so we just did by appointment only, once we sold a kitchen or a bedroom and the fitters were then going in, we did the same thing. We did the COVID-19 declaration form that the client had to fill in and send back to us, sign it off. So we were guaranteeing the safety of not just the clients, but obviously of our employees as well.